Our final round of locker room chats here in 2022 as the basketball season is coming up on the holiday break. And some teams, though, still a couple of games prior to that break. And no exception here for the Troy boys, as we're joined now by the head coach, Jonathan Rodveld. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, it's been a kind of a bizarre schedule here early on for your team. Last Saturday, you played a rare weekend tilt regular season game at Blue Valley. That was a wild finish. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you get a Thursday game this week, so it's been kind of a bizarre schedule to start. How has it been just kind of navigating these early couple of weeks and playing kind of the rare games you see on Saturday and Thursday?
Planning's a little different for some of those. The Saturday games definitely throw everybody off, maybe not in performance, but kind of for the week ahead. The boys don't quite get that usual Saturday rest and no practice and that type of stuff, and then it's shoot around on Sundays, and so hopefully we don't see any effects from that, and they're young and fresh, and we play lots of boys, so that Saturday game kind of puts things a little differently for you for the upcoming week. But, you know, we're schedule-wise, I mean, it kind of feels like it's back to back to back, and you got to get the most out of your practices and really address the very important things that you see from the previous games.
Yeah, you'll get a game tomorrow night on the road at JCN, but this last week, and a big win over Donovan West on Tuesday, but we'll talk about that here in a moment. But again, Blue Valley on Saturday, that's a game that came down the home stretch, a game that went into overtime, and a game that Blue Valley won on basically a three at the buzzer. Take us through that game a little bit and just kind of the wild finish you had there with the Rams.
Last couple of possessions that we had at the end of regulation and at the end of overtime, the defense was really good. The boys turned it up a notch later in the later parts of that game, and we contested the shot and had real good defense, but he just banked that thing in. And kids are going to have those nights, and we've got to do a much better job at recognizing the shooter and making somebody else beat us. But tough loss, but 2-2 now, but at that time we were 1-2, and we've lost by a total of 3 points. So we're right there in it. Just the little things that you got to smooth out, and we should be all right.
Yeah, and you guys bounce back in a big way Tuesday, a big win at home against Donovan West, 69-22, to get that record back to even Stevens at 2-2. Don't really need to dive into that one too much, but real quick before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, just the schedule coming up here next couple of games prior to the holiday break tomorrow night. You go to Jefferson County North. Again, just kind of one of those weird, rare Thursday regular season games. And then next Tuesday, you go to a very good Clifton Clyde team. So two tough ones here to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule. What's the next few days going to be like?
Today is kind of a maintenance day and looking at film just a tiny bit and focusing on the fundamentals. We're not far enough into the season to, be throwing in any tricky stuff. We just need to play good defense and execute on offense as well. It's more still focusing on ourselves than anybody else. We need to have an understanding of what they do and then what we should do better. So JCN's going to be a good game tomorrow night. Tough contest going down there. Next week we've got Clifton Clyde, and that's a TVL opponent, and everything's kind of out the window at this point as far as like who the top teams are going to be. But Clifton Clyde's supposed to be a team at the top, and it's going to be a tough road test out there, and we've got to go out there and keep it simple. Play good defense, execute on offense, and we got to be tough. We got to be tough. We've got a deep bench, but everybody's still learning, and we're still figuring out what groups play best together as well. This is good for us to go through some of this adversity and next couple of road games that are going to be tough ones. It's good for us, and then you get to Christmas break, and you can really hammer out things and get better and add in some of your bigger changes that you want to make overall.
There it is. Trojans boys basketball coach Jonathan Rodvelt joining us here off the big win over D West on a Tuesday, 69-22, evening up that record at 2-2. They'll get JCN tomorrow night on the road, and then Clifton Clyde to wrap things up in the 22 portion of the schedule on Tuesday next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next couple of games. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks after the holiday.
Thank you.